Darcy Park joins us. Darcy, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. You're 2-0. Your defense has given up an average of 15 points in each of those two games. So I guess, well, let's start there. Is the defense your strength of your team right now?
You know what? I think going into our season, we were definitely going to rely on those guys. We, you know, had a strong front seven with, you know, four 22-year-olds or fifth-year guys playing up there. And then we lost one of our starting DBs just right before training camp. We ended up going out to St. Mary's. And we got lucky, very fortunate. We ended up landing a 22-year-old safety in Jelani Noren, who played previously at University of Saskatchewan and then was out in Langley last year. And he kind of fell into our lap right before the exhibition game. So he's, you know, an outstanding athlete who's new to the secondary. And he just added a little bit of athleticism back there that we didn't have. And he's kind of brought a little bit of confidence to the rest of the secondary. And then, you know, you add that with the guys up front supplying pressure. It takes a lot of pressure off your linebackers. So, you know, it's been a really nice group for the first two games. But we know it's still a long season, and these guys are going to get tested.
Who are some of the young guys that have jumped up on the defense side of the ball?
Well, I think we've got these two twins. If you asked me to point them out in the lineup, I wouldn't be able to point them out. But they're Rashid and Rashad Robinson, and they're out of Holy Trinity. You know, one of the smaller schools in the local football league. But, you know, we looked at them and just, you know, physically, there's not a lot of guys out there. They're both about, you know, 5'11", about 235 pounds. And they were two of the fastest guys on our team and two of the strongest guys. So we were kind of excited to see what they would do. This is their second season. And unfortunately, we had one of our fifth-year guys get hurt in Regina, and Rashad got to go in, play defensive end, and he was going against an all-conference player and was just spectacular. Ended up with a sack and a batted ball, and they, you know, they tried to run at him. And it's one of those nice things when a veteran goes down and a young guy has to step in to have a kid come in and play like he did. Again, it just brought a little bit of confidence to the rest of the unit, knowing that, you know, there are guys behind us who are going to be able to fill in.
Darcy Park, head coach of the Wildcats, joins us. Starting two games on the road is rare in the PFC when you only have eight games. Now you'll play your next three at home, and really the next four, because the fourth one is against the Huskies, where obviously it's in Edmonton, and I know you're deemed the visitor. Is that a good thing, Darcy, to have a month straight where you know you're going to be at home all the time?
Yep, now that we got those two road games out of the way, it's awesome. Actually, we really stay in Edmonton for the next six weeks. The last game of the year will be in Saskatchewan, so we'll be able to dress 65 players for the rest of the time. So what it does is that we've had to go on the road where we're only allowed to dress 40. We have to, you know, trim our roster a bit, and then coming back home, there's some young guys who are chomping at the bit to be able to get in there, and, you know, we're excited to get them on special teams and get them in some offensive and defensive series and see what they can do to help us. I think, you know, it makes, you know, the practice week go a lot better when you know that the full team's going to dress and you know, we can put some guys in some situations where maybe if they're nicked up, they don't have to play on as many teams. But, you know, it's just, it is exciting. I mean, we broke our season up into quarters, and we talked about our first quarter was those two road games, and we got through there all right. And now we got a really tough battle against Winnipeg, who's 2-1, and you know, and we've got the defending champs coming in here for the second game of our little head-to-head series, and then that kind of ends our first half. So, you know, we're just really looking forward to taking the opportunity to battle for first place this week against Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg's coming in. What kind of challenges does this present for you and your group?
Well, we always talked about Winnipeg's a team that we think mirrors us a lot. You know, sometimes we've got lots of athletes, but we've got younger guys playing. But this is a team that's physical. They've got probably one of the, you know, they've probably got one of the best receivers in the league, a nice young quarterback who you know, who can beat you up with his feet as well as his arms. And on special teams, they've just got a bunch of kids who will fly around. So it's going to be a real physical game, and we just have to make sure that, you know, we've talked about it. We're still early in the season. We're still trying to define who we are. We go out there and take care of business. We think that, you know, we should be able to come out there with some success. And ultimately, you know, we're talking about a team that's just taken a 16-hour bus trip to Calgary, back to Winnipeg, and then has to come out. So that's something we're really focusing on our players, is to, you know, get on these guys early.
You haven't completed a ton of passes in 2 weeks, but Brad Cordell is clearly your number one receiver with 12 catches for 210 yards and a touchdown in the first 2 weeks of the season. Talk, I guess, about your passing game right now.
Well, it's a little bit deceiving because really, from about the midway through the first half in Calgary, they actually were doing really well. It's a new system we were putting in with a new offensive coordinator and Greg Tischke, and obviously we have Jeff Stead from who used to be the head coach of the U of A working with the quarterback. So we're implementing a new system with our players, and it kind of you saw it clicking again at the in the second half against Calgary, and then the weather was just horrendous in Regina, so it was a little bit unfair for Jordan Olsen to have to throw the ball, but we've done a good job. It's a lot of concept routes where, depending on what we're getting in terms of coverages, the players have to make some adjustments on the fly. So it's good. Brad's obviously a 22-year-old player who's very smart. Went to a pro camp this year with Montreal and had that experience to come back to our camp with. So he's doing well. But I think it's just we're excited with having Ryan Smith there to balance him off, and then we've got Rocky. Varelli, who's just a speedster on the outside, who is stretching the defense. So we think we've got a nice balanced attack, and we've always been known to be able to run the ball, and it's nice that we think this offense is really close to starting to click.
Darcy, what is a regular practice week set up for you guys?
Well, it's every day. We talk about if you go from day before a game, we just do a little walkthrough. And so tonight we have it's a Tuesday. It's actually a day zero because we've got an extra week. We had a bye. So today we're just going to come in and do lots of film work. We'll do about an hour of film work and get on the field for maybe 45 minutes and just kind of work on the insertion. And then from then on, we have meetings starting at 6:30 and we're usually on the field by 7:20, off the field by about 9:15. And some of the guys are getting their workouts in after that and, go home and everyone has their day jobs they do or school or whatnot. And, we all come back. It's very busy. The players who play junior football have to be committed. They're not just taking three or four classes. There, some of them are working full-time jobs, or maybe they have to work 12 hours a day and then still come down and practice. So, I got a lot of respect for these kids. They put a bunch of time in and don't get a lot of respect, outside of the football community for A, how good this league is, and B, how hard they have to work to be able to prepare themselves to play.
Darcy, continued success. Keep it going.
Thank you very much.